and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
America, to all the freedom-loving Christians and patriots, and all the rest of you all across this great republic and around the world, I bid you welcome this afternoon to the National Intel Hour with John Stadtmiller, except John is out again today. I'm your guest host, Jeffrey Bennett. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Thanks for joining us here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We will attempt to make it interesting, give you some things to think about. During the second hour, we'll give you some time to talk about it. During the first hour, I tend to move off in some other directions. So do stay with us. For those of you who care to, as I mentioned yesterday, while I am on the air, my chat room is open. You can find us by going to www.federalobserver.com. Click on the chat line and join us and come on in and participate in the conversation. We spent a fair amount of time yesterday discussing the devastation down in the Southeast, Alabama, Mississippi, chiefly New Orleans, because that's the one that the media tends to tout. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time discussing that issue today, but about 20 minutes ago, a piece was submitted to me by a rabbi that I found quite interesting. It's entitled, "In Katrina, I Did Not See Racism, I Saw Brotherhood." Rabbi Spiro says, "In New Orleans, beginning Tuesday morning, August 30th, I saw men in helicopters risking their lives to save stranded flood victims from rooftops. The rescuers were white. The stranded were black. I saw Caucasians navigating their small private boats in violent, swirling, toxic floodwaters to find fellow citizens trapped in their houses. Those they saved were chiefly and predominantly black. I saw brotherhood," he said. "New York Congressman Charlie Rangel saw racism. Yes, there are two Americas," the rabbi continues. "One is the real America, where virtually every person I know sends money, food, or clothes to those in need, now and in other crises, regardless of color. This America is colorblind. The other is the America fantasized and manufactured by Charlie Rangel and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and the rest of their ilk, who constantly cry racism, even in situations where it does not exist, even when undeniable images illustrate love, compassion, and concern. These three men, together, along with today's NAACP, want to continue the notion of racist America. It is, in fact, their mantra, their calling card. Their power, their money, and continued media appearances depend 100% upon it. Now, often people caught up in accusing others of sin neglect to undergo their own personal introspection. They begin to think they alone inhabit the moral high ground, and it is time these men peered into their own hearts at the dark chamber that causes this unceasing labeling of their fellow Americans as racist. They find in that chamber their own racism against whites. Stick around. We'll be back. Remember this. There is only one real America. We'll be back to talk about it in just a moment.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back. Once again, this is Jeff Bennett filling in for John. You know, many of you know John was in a bike accident some months ago, and although he's been strongly on the mend due to the problems that took place in the offices of Republic over the weekend, and the sewage backup that came from the city into the studios and offices, John, working on cleanup on Monday, overdid it, forced himself into a little bit of a relapse, so he's trying to rest and recuperate a little bit. So I thank him for allowing me to fill in for him. I don't know if anybody can fill in for John. They sure can't fill his shoes up, but I'm honored that he's inquired. Let's go back to our commentary by Rabbi Arye Sparrow talking about the lack of racism that he witnessed in Louisiana. He said beginning Friday morning, this would have been around the 30th of August in Houston, thousands of regular citizens poured into the Astrodome offering water, food, clean clothes, personal items, baby diapers, toys, love, and even their homes to the evacuees who had been bussed in from New Orleans. Many of the givers were white. Most of those being helped were black. But there was Jesse Jackson, busy on television, accusing the country of not putting blacks, in other words, him, on some type of commission, which he's demanding as always. Where was he earlier in the week? Not sweating with the others from around the country who had scraped their last dollar to come and help. With Jesse, remember, my friends, it's always about Jesse. And after decades of hearing accusations from Jesse and Al and Charlie and the NAACP and certain elitists about how racist America is, it would have been refreshing to hear them for once give thanks to those they for years have been maligning. the self-anointed spokesman for the black community lead only when it comes to voicing guilt and condemnation, and not when it comes to acknowledging the good in those that they have made a career in castigating. As a rabbi, our author says, I have a message I wish to offer to my fellow members of the cloth. Reverends Jackson and Sharpton, it's time to do some soul searching. Your continued efforts to tear this country apart, even in light of the monumental goodness shown by your white brothers, is a sin. There are no churches in the world like American churches, and there are no better parishioners than members of churches anywhere in the world. These churches are saving the day. Their members, infused by the special and singular teachings of our unique American Christian understanding of the Bible, are at this moment writing an historic chapter in giving, initiative, and selflessness. They are opening their homes to strangers. They are doing what government is incapable of doing. America works because of its faith-based institutions. It always has. That is what makes America. And so, our author continues, the next time the ACLU tries to diminish and marginalize the churches, saying that there is no role for religion in American public life, that an impenetrable wall must be erected separating the citizens from their faith, then cry out, Katrina. Next time the ACLU goes to court asking that U.S. soldiers not be allowed to say grace in the mess hall and that communities be forbidden for setting up a nativity scene, ask yourself, without the motivation of goodness sourced in faith, would people offer such sacrifice? Where else does this brotherhood come from but the Bible, which teaches that thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself? The rabbi continues saying, I saw brotherhood on Fox News where 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, reporters use their perch as a clearinghouse for search and rescue missions and communication between the stranded and those in position to save. In contrast, the old line networks continued with their usual foolish, brain-numbing programming. Those who always preach compassion choose profit over people. And the New York Times has utterly failed America once more. Its columnists could have used their talents and word skills to inspire and unite a nation. Columnists such as Frank Rich and Paul Krugman, however, revealed their true colors by evading their once-in-a-lifetime chance to help, and instead chose to divide, condemn, and fuel the fires and poison the waters of Louisiana. In them I saw no brotherhood. The newspaper, always preaching compassion, verifies Shakespeare's, methinks they protest too much. And similar elitists here in the Northeast and on the West Coast have, over the years, express their view of the South as unsophisticated, and Texas is nothing but cowboys. Well, the South has come through, especially Houston and other parts of Texas, whereas, as this was being written on Labor Day, the limousine moralizers are lying on the East and West Coast beaches thinking that they're doing their part by reading the New York Times editorials and calling George Bush a racist. How sanctimonious life becomes when proving you are not a racist depends not on living in a truly integrated neighborhood, but by simply calling others racist. And so, my friends, like so often in history, facts trump platitudes. Reality reigns, and those who always preach brotherhood thus far has acted devoid of it. And those who for decades have been accused by elitists of not having compassion, they're the ones living it. They are the churches, the military, and the sons and daughters of the South. Interesting piece. In Katrina, I did not see racism. I saw brotherhood by Rabbi Ari Spiro. It is just something to think about, because each time that there is an event of this caliber, instantly the Black Caucus of America, the self-appointed leaders, or shall we call them self-anointed leaders, come out screaming racism. There's only one problem with that, you see. It is always the white man, the Caucasian, that is called a racist. Now understand, black people, people of black heritage, can be racists, but you see, that's different because they are proud of their race, proud of their accomplishments. No different with people from the Asian portion of the world who we constantly refer to as yellow. I don't mean with a stripe down their back. They are proud of their heritage, proud of their race and of its accomplishments. Our people from the Latin or Hispanic community. That is the proper terminology of a racist, one who is proud of the accomplishments of their race. Now don't tell me the white race hasn't accomplished something. So I will gladly call myself a racist for that reason, but not racist as a Jesse Jackson and an Al Sharpton will accuse us of being. Let us move on in some other directions. Please do hold your calls to the second hour. You'll tend to find I do a tremendous amount of commentary. Some of you will call it babbling, running of the mouth. That's what I do. Things to challenge you to think outside the box, possibly think outside the parameters that we so often look at, even on the alternative talk media. I don't attempt to put on a dog and pony show, and most of the broadcasters, I don't know of a single broadcaster or public broadcasting who does. We leave that to the other networks who may be committing their own form of genocide. We'll let it go at that. So do please hold your calls to the second hour. There's no point in running up the phone bills, and there's no point in leaving yourself on hold. When I posted on the Federal Observer this afternoon or earlier this morning when I knew I was going to be filling in for John, and once again, if you are listening online and you have access to a computer, do please come join us in the chat room at www.federalobserver.com. There's a good group of folks in there. Conversation is always lively. One of the things I want to talk about is called planning. This was submitted to me early this morning, and I felt it was worthwhile to share with you, specifically in light of what is going on down in Mobile, Alabama, in Gulfport, in New Orleans, and this thought of building and or rebuilding. And the column that came to me is entitled, Planning is Socialism. Planning is Socialism, written by Ray Haynes. In the first line of his book, Planning for Freedom, Ludwig von Mises, the famed Austrian economist, observed that planning is socialism. Now, Haynes says, I will admit that my first acquaintance with government planners was a planning class in my master's program where I was given the party line about how important it was to plan for growth. He says, I read dozens of books by some very brilliant writers bemoaning the fact that our society does not plan growth, and I was treated to descriptions of the planning utopia that would exist if we just planned our growth. And Haynes said he then sat on a city planning commission. Anyone, he says, who thinks that planning for growth is anything other than an exercise in futility is still experiencing the mind-altering visions that their college chemicals visited upon him or her so many years ago. Today's planners meet in little rooms, draw pretty pictures on paper, maps. They use the prettiest crayons they can find, and whammo, the city has a plan. Wonder and utopia are supposed to follow, and never again will the city experience traffic congestion or cosmic disharmony. We also don't have enough houses, apartments, or commercial buildings. More importantly, he says, these necessary commodities all end up in the wrong place, and their placement seems to increase traffic and school congestion, not decrease it. That's no surprise to any of us, I think. The great plans drawn by the learned planners in search of community utopia have all failed, Haynes says. The fact is, people build stuff where they want to build it, when they want to build it, and how they want to build it, no matter what the government says. The only reason they don't build it is the government will throw them in jail if they don't comply with the plan. And the only people that don't build the right stuff in the right place at the right time are those who work for the government. In other words, we don't have traffic congestion because of developers. We have traffic congestion because planners don't build roads, and the government has more planners than they have road builders. So when the government draws up a plan, the plan works. If the people who own the land agree with the plan, that is, if they think they will make money if they follow the plan. If they don't think they'll make money, the land stays vacant. And interestingly enough, even developers don't decide what will get built, as they are also subject to market forces. You know, home buyers and retail customers decide by choosing to visit the businesses or buy the homes that are built. No one builds a home that no one will buy. They don't intentionally start a business that no one will visit. Nobody builds a customers and home buyers decide, not business, not developers, particularly not government planners. And that's why, Haynes continues, I chuckle whenever I hear my colleagues in Sacramento talk about 10-year plans. We'll conclude this when we come back. We're going to a break. This is Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stadtmiller. You are listening to the National Intel Report. We must take we'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Methinks we'll be back for the next segment of the National Intel Report. I'm Jeff Bennett, filling in for John Stadtmiller. Hopefully John will be back tomorrow. I've had no objections filling in for him. It's kind of a break for me. The commentary I'm sharing with you, talking about planning in effect being a form of socialism, is written by Assemblyman Ray Haynes, who represents the 66th Assembly District in the San Diego County region of California. He says that he chuckles when he hears his colleagues in Sacramento talk about so-called 10-year plans. And I want you to think about this in terms of your own respective state governments, because every one of them is facing it. He says this week, the California legislature had a bill for a 10-year road plan. Of course, in California, he says, it takes 23 years to build a freeway, because we plan and never build. The legislature's solution? Another plan. We have planned so well in this state that today our roads are extremely congested, our houses cost entirely too much, our schools are horrendously overcrowded, our budget is out of balance, and we are running short on water, electricity, and gasoline. And yet we continue to extol the virtue of government plans. We know that socialism is a failed experiment, as demonstrated by the failure of the Soviet Union. Notice he didn't say communism was failed, because communism is alive and well in this country today. But socialism, its most devoted practitioner, was the Soviet Union. My socialist colleagues in the legislature, he continues, think that they are smarter than the Russians and that socialism will work in California if we just have the right plan. The most recent polls tell us that the public is not satisfied with how politicians in general are doing their job across this country. Maybe we should try something different, like freedom and free enterprise, the principles that made this country great. Ray Haynes, planning is socialism. Just something to think about. Why would a commentary of this type make any difference to the way that you might think or act or, more importantly, react on any given day in your life, specifically this day? As the commercial moment you just heard from Republic Broadcasting said, you have the ability to go to the RBNLive.com website and download free of charge this very program you're listening to today. No cost. All the other networks will charge you a fee for doing so, or sell you a bunch of tapes and compact discs of individual programs. Why do we make it available free? So that you can reproduce it and go out and share it with, let's call it, the heathen or the uneducated in this country today. Let's go to a couple of brief news items before the break. John Roberts, of course, Chief Justice nominee, said this morning that Congress has the right to counter a divisive Supreme Court ruling and decide whether cities have the broad power to seize and raise people's homes for private development. He stated this body and legislative bodies in the states are protectors of the people's rights. Now, Republicans and many demagogues reacted angrily earlier this year when a sharply divided Supreme Court said that cities can take and bulldoze people's homes in favor of shopping malls or other private development to generate tax revenue. And, of course, the decision drew a scathing dissent from Justice Sandra Day O'Connor as favoring rich corporations. And Republic rat lawmakers have criticized it as infringing on states' rights. Well, let's face it, that's never stopped the Republic rats or the demagogues. They infringe on states' rights and individual rights on a daily basis. Let's talk about some headlines today, and then during the second half hour, we'll move into some new directions. These are chiefly economic in nature. I want you to listen carefully. The Federal Reserve is set to raise interest rates again, something that no one thought would take place after Hurricane Katrina, because they felt that in order to keep the economy in line, is their rendering of this, that interest rates would be held down. The expected hike is in spite of economic impact of Hurricane Katrina. The housing plunge is imminent. We know that's going to happen. The big bubble is going to burst. At what point in time, I don't know. Gasoline costs have spurred August wholesale inflation. That's a word the government does not like, inflation, and yet, ladies and gentlemen, we are living under it. Northwest and Delta Airline are preparing for bankruptcy. They may have filed already. That now means that four of the industry's seven largest airlines are operating under protection. Well, by the way, gold closed at up nearly $454 an ounce today, the highest level since mid-March. Why? Weakness of the U.S. dollar, that has sparked fresh investor interest in the precious metals. The Dow was down another 50-some-odd points today, 80-some-odd points yesterday. Is that important? Frankly, in the scheme of things, ladies and gentlemen, probably not. Those are numbers that really, they're designed to fool the people. They're not designed to really make people or break people of money. I shared this with you yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages are the amount of general trading that takes place for 30 of the biggest stocks available, the big board, the 30 big ones, the blue chip stocks, whatever you want to call them. Fact of the matter is, what's the real performing value of the other God knows how many thousands of stocks that are out there? These are things that you need to ask of yourself. Ask questions about what you hear on the nightly news and CNN and Fox and ABC, CBS, NBC, etc. Show business, something we purport not to give you. Reached the bottom of the first hour of the National Intel Report. I'm Jeff Bennett, filling in for John Stadtmiller. Stick around with us. We got an hour and a half to go. Hold your calls to the second hour. We'll let you know when we're opening them up.
Listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Coming up during the second hour, we will once again make you a part of the Real Talk Radio program. This is Jeff Bennett, filling in for John Statholder on the National Intel Report. Glad to be here with you today. Topic of conversations are ranging from economic to news-related commentary to socialism and things of that nature. And one of the folks in the chat room, Avenger, saying the next disaster I fear will be an economic collapse. You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Avenger, because I hear this quite often about so-called, sorry about that buzzing, Paul, about the so-called economic calamities that we'll be facing in this country. I don't think we're going to have a crash as you and I all think of a crash. We are living in a crash. The only difference is they've learned the lessons of 1929. They've learned the lessons of the Jimmy Carter era, and rather than just pull the rug out and let it all collapse, it's like the frog in the old cold water. They keep turning up the heat, and pretty soon after a while, we're lulled into ignorance and stupidity, and we just don't realize what's coming our way. That's the fact of the matter. That's what I see coming. I'm going to share a piece with you now that is going to sound commercial to many of you in nature. It's going to reference the terminology gold. I want you to keep in mind that any time we use the word gold, we're also thinking in terms of silver. We're talking about hard assets, if you will. And yet this is not designed to be a
you know, 20-minute commercial diatribe. It is food for thought. And we're glad to share it with you. The column was written by David Vaughn. It's entitled, Why Your Family Needs Gold. You remember that famous line by that fictional and lovable character, Gordon Gekko? Greed is good. And what was part of the rest of that famous Hollywood line? And greed, you mark my words, will not only save this company, or in this particular case, we could say this country, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the United States of America. That was a quote by Gordon Gekko, a character in a movie called Wall Street, made in 1987, starring Michael Douglas. Well, you know, I think most of us thought of Michael Douglas as a greedy little weasel in the movie, but there was still some hardcore truth to those Hollywood lines, and there's much that comes out of Hollywood that is more truthful than most of us want to recognize. Greed, when not taken out of context with other more important moral principles, does provide an excellent motivator. Great fellow, that Gekko. Of course, I believe another line made famous by his character was the following. If you need a friend, get a dog. Greed and the desire for financial stability, my friends, can be a wonderful catalyst for making every effort to keep one's personal finances in order and, shall we say, in the black. The goal toward personal solvency can keep an investor up late at night assessing the health of his or her own personal portfolio. Let me share this quotation with you from Bill Murphy, writing in August of 2005 in a publication called Le Metropole. Many Americans, he says, are making investment decisions they might not otherwise have done because they have no fear of market collapse or concern of capital losses. The misallocation of personal capital, he says, is likely to prove to be a daunting one in the years to come for Joe and Jane America. See, gold, my friends, is often equated with greed, the Midas touch, so to speak. In the past dozen years or so, we've read many articles in USA Today talk about the evil greed that gold brings out in those who lust after the yellow metal, and that the wealth it brings is bad, bad. We've all heard that old saying that he who holds the gold makes the rules, and the rulers are often bad. But as we continue to witness the seeds being planted for financial mischief, I'm reminded that gold really is just another tool to apply within the confines of one's financial plan. And is it just a myth that gold can protect one's finances in economic uncertain times? Consider the research I share with you, and let us allow you to answer that question for yourself. Bullion Marketing Services commissioned a report by Ibbotson Associates on the significance of seven major asset classes on the returns of conservative, moderate, and aggressive investment portfolios. And this study done by Ibbotson was reviewed by Rob Kirby on freemarketnews.com. And they found that, quote, precious metals performed best when they were needed the most by providing positive returns during the years that traditional asset classes had negative returns. Well, anyway, Mr. Kirby reported that Ibbotson determined that investors can potentially improve the risk-to-reward ratio in conservative, moderate, and aggressive portfolios by including precious metals with allocations of 7.1%, 12.5%, 15.7%, respectively. But to sum it all up, in the words of Kirby, it was clearly demonstrating that all portfolios on the risk spectrum benefit from the inclusion of precious metals over time. That simple. That quotation from Richard Doughty on August the 17th of this year. Richard Doughty is most commonly known as the Bogombo? Well, I personally like to think of gold as good. As a financial tool, it just may be the very component that saves us from the poorhouse as this decade progresses with so many uncertainties. And of course, the following bit of news about war games between Russia and China, that becomes interesting. Does gold have a position in your future? It's quite obvious that the major powers of the world are preparing militarily to push forward the resource wars that are now in the planning stages. There's that word planning again. As the world quickly runs dry of resources. Brief news piece. Nearly 9,000 Russian and Chinese troops began a mock assault on the beaches of northern China recently in the final stage of unprecedented joint war games between the two former Cold War rivals. Chinese participants included three destroyers, three frigates, one submarine, along with naval aircraft. They were joined by an anti-submarine vessel, missile destroyer, helicopters, and a surveillance plane from the Russian Navy. And it goes on to say the war games reflect strengthening ties between Russia and China over shared concerns about U.S. dominance of world affairs. Russia, of course, is also seeking to sell more arms to China, one of its leading customers, including long-range strategic bombers able to carry Russian and Chinese forces. I'm sorry. Strategic bombers able to carry nuclear weapons. The exercise is the first major drill solely involving Russian and Chinese forces. Ties have strengthened following the rise of Russian leader Vladimir Putin, aided by China's hunger for Russian oil and gas and mutual concerns over U.S. military deployments on the country's borders in Central Asia. That was reported on Yahoo on 823. Why do you find us consistently harping on gold and silver week after week after week here at Republic Broadcasting? Well, because, my friends, insurance is important, and ultimately that is what an investment in gold represents. Insurance. That's really how gold should be approached. It is insurance against the manipulations of governments and politicians. Insurance is important, and ultimately that is what an investment in gold will always represent. It is a proven fact that a small percentage of your portfolio in gold can make up for significant losses during a general economic crisis or a market crash. And that is why you will hear gold and gold and gold and gold referred to as insurance time after time after time. And yet a refusal to consider gold as an investment really amounts to complacency about today's current economic events. Developing trends. Consider complacency for a moment. I mean, most Americans are complacent about pretty much everything. But you see, complacency is based on a self-enforced ignorance, not a genuine lack of knowledge, but a refusal to know. As such, it is a brittle state of mind. And in 2005, it's been steadily splintering. And that process is now speeding up rather quickly. The last refuge of complacency was the housing bubble, and it's now firmly burst in Australia. In the UK, the most certain indicator that it's about to burst was the decision by the Bank of England to lower official rates again recently. And in the US, it's clearly on its last legs as the number of houses for sale, but not selling, is growing fast. You know, it's funny, folks. I was on a website last night that I've been following, and when I first began to follow this website 5 months ago, they only had one page of listings, of real estate listings. One page. There were 25 listings. They're now into five pages. Now, that's indicative of two things. People are getting sick and tired of paying these outrageous commissions to many of these real estate companies, these 6 and 7%, and getting little effort by those real estate companies for it. And so this company, charging a flat $3,000 fee, and they're known all over the country, it's called Assist to Sell, and it's on the Internet, assisttosell.com, for those of you who may be looking at possibly liquidating. You'll save thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars in commissions by working with these people. But all of a sudden, I noticed they've got four pages, and there's a lot more of them that aren't selling. They're staying on the market longer and longer, and that's here in Phoenix, this alleged hot market. So we're either finding more people out of greed are deciding to try to sell, or maybe more people are moving over to the assist-to-sell people so they can save tens of thousands of dollars in commissions. But basically, we're living in a complacent society with this housing bubble. In the U.S., yes, my friends, the real estate market is on its last leg. More homes for sale. On top of all that, there's been a sudden and steep dive in U.S. consumer confidence. Complacency is hard to maintain when one winces every time pulls into a gas station. Complacency is hard to maintain when that happens. It's even harder to maintain when one contemplates a situation where the amount owed on a house is now more than the house is worth. Bill Buckler, Privateer Magazine, 8/12/2005. Again, is the issue really only about making a quick buck and more money in the bank? Gold can make a quick buck and provide more money in the bank, but But with gold soon to eclipse $500 an ounce, gold will come to represent a lot of money in the bank for those who were appropriately positioned in the gold market to begin with. I'm going to make this prediction and put it in writing, or put it out on the airwaves, as it were, for future reference, so that in the event I'm wrong, my critics can cite my own writings or my own rankings to me and wave their finger in my face, all the while scolding me for how foolish and wrong I was. But before this generational bull market is over, open interest in the gold market will exceed 500,000 contracts. That's all well and good for those of you who are getting into futures and options contracts, but that does become indicative of what will happen to the value of gold and silver. Let me insert something. Let's talk about, if you will allow, let's talk about greed for just a moment. Let's put greed in the terms of goodness. Because after all, what is greed? Is it Scrooge at Christmas time, licking his chops and rubbing his hands together as he shafts Bob Cratchit out of another couple of bucks a week? Now let's take it a step further. There is a need for greed when it comes to being able to properly care for your family, whether it's after a natural disaster like Katrina or if it's strictly a matter of long-term economic common sense. Now consider this. Gold is today, and I'm going to be a couple of dollars off because it's not important, but let's just say that gold is at $450 an ounce today. It did close higher than that, but let's use simple numbers. Now let's assume, if you remember, in 1980, gold went to $850 an ounce. Now, let's assume, conservatively, that gold should double in value. That means, based on today's rate, gold would be going to about $900 an ounce. You remember when gold was at $850 an ounce? Silver went to $50 an ounce? Well, that's kind of neat. I wouldn't mind spending $450 or thereabouts to double my investment and get a return of twice the money. Well, in the case of gold, what will happen is you don't really increase your purchasing power, not by much. You're just getting a greater return on paper, so to speak. You're still getting fiat paper dollars, which are they're suspect at best as to their buying power. But let's take silver. If gold only goes to $850, and if we should see an exact duplication of what happened in 1980, if gold goes to $850, $900, are you telling me that silver is only going to go from its present value of $7 to $14? Because you see, last time gold was $850, silver went to $50. What that basically means is while gold is potentially doubling in value from these levels, silver could gain in value by 7 times. 7 times. And that is where the adage comes in. You buy silver to sell, you buy gold to hold. Gold always becomes your long-term financial insurance against the failure of governments and currencies, period. If you want to buy that loaf of bread, the gallon of milk, the gallon of gas, you buy silver. But you also buy enough silver and plan on hanging on to it. Because if you believe, as I do, that we are going to be facing economic Armageddon and complete collapse and failure in this country and around the world in the near future, then the potential of taking your silver and watching it increase 6 and 7 and 8, maybe 9 times, while gold is only doubling, where have you done the best job of being a good steward, as it were, and taking care of your family? You see, that's simple mathematics, folks. That is simple mathematics. That's all it is. And so, if you want to learn more about it, then obviously you call us. Right now, the majority of the time you call, it's going to go right through to me, right through to my desk. And you can do that by calling 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Let us know you want to talk about gold and silver. You want to understand how it's going to fit into your family's needs. You may already own gold. You may already own silver. You may already own platinum. I had a woman call after I was on Jack's show yesterday wanting to talk further about platinum. You know, platinum closed the day at like $916 an ounce. She thought it was about $800. And she's got some platinum pieces she wants to convert and pick up silver. Remember something about platinum. It's a great investor's mechanism if you can afford to tie your money up that way. But if you have to barter and trade on the street, ladies and gentlemen, an ounce of platinum and an ounce of silver are going to look identical to the average bozo you may be trying to swap with. And if you're trying to show him a one-ounce platinum piece and he thinks it's silver, well, you're fighting an uphill battle right from the beginning. So if you've got platinum, you're sitting in a strong position, give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. I would be more than happy to talk to you about how to trade your platinum, pick up many, 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 many more ounces of silver, and be in a very strong long-term position. You're not going to see platinum go up seven times in value. I don't think you'll ever have the opportunity of seeing that. Silver? Yeah, I can see the feasibility of that. But you'll have to call us at 1-800-691-7898. We're going for a quick break. We are going to open up the lines during the second hour, but wait till I give you the launch.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Well, we're back for the final few minutes of the first hour. You know, it's interesting. Throughout the course of this hour, we open with the song Steve Voss's We Must Take America Back. And, of course, Paul's used that as a bumper in between segments for the most part. And I've known Steve Voss for many years. I have most of his albums. I've made many of them available through our website over the years and still have some inventory. Lord knows where they're at. But there's a very interesting key to that we must take America back. You know, are these just words of a song? I think they are words that have meaning to most of us who either have been broadcasting for many years on shortwave and satellite and internet. And I think for those of you who have been with us for all these many years, you support those words. We all know we must take America back. But the question becomes how? John and I had a conversation last week about a particular gun lobby organization in the Washington, D.C. area. And I remember asking this particular gentleman who had been at an expo many times and had done one in Atlanta a few years ago, the Atlanta area, and I asked him how he had done over the weekend. He said, fine. He said, you know me, Jeff. He said, it's just a numbers game to me. And I thought that was a pretty philosophical comment to come from a very large gun lobby organization. It's only a numbers game. You know, they sell their annual memberships at $8 or $12 or $15 a year, or you can get 3-year or family or life members, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, like most lobby organizations, they go to D.C., they lobby on behalf of whatever the issue is, whether it's guns, whether it's environmental issues, whether it's real estate issues, doesn't matter what the issue happens to be. And the fact of the matter is they win some battles and they lose some battles, all done through compromise and negotiation. Don't care what any of these lobby organizations says. There is no such thing as a no-compromise organization. But the fact of the matter is, when this gentleman said to me, you know, it's only a numbers game to me, they can go into their congressional representatives who deal with them on that issue, and they can go on the floor of the House or the Senate and say, well, I represent such and such a group that's 2 million members strong or 6 million members strong, etc. That's all it is. It is a number game for lobbyists to work with congressmen to discharge the numbers. Well, how do we increase those numbers? Should it not be a numbers game to you and I in trying to take America back? And that basically is going to be the topic of the conversation during the next hour. And all of this came about because of a conversation I had with a client who called me this morning with an interest in buying gold and silver. And the question came about, Jeff, can you answer this for me? How do I reach? Number one, he's got a wife. He's got 5 kids. And he's basically putting together bug-out packs for each member of the family. He wants some silver in those packages. He wants some gold in the packages. And his question to me is, how do I talk to my 7-year-old child and get them to understand? And that is going to be the basis of what we're going to attempt to get into during the next hour, and it's going to be with your help and with your assistance. So jot this 1-800 number down. I'm going to do some opening comments and statements in the second hour. You be prepared to jump on the line and call us at 1-800-313-9443. Just write that number down. You, once again, will be a part of this program. And the next hour, let's see if we can determine together how to take America back. We'll see you next hour. Jeff Bennett, you've just finished listening to the first hour of the National Intel Report. You guys get ready for the second hour on shortwave. Flip over to the other frequency. You know where to find us. For the rest of you, got to sign out. We'll see you another day.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.